I was told by a preacher that a bastard don't go to heaven. And I wanted to know, what did you call a bastard? They say a boy and a girl find a child and they both of them single. That way they got the child on a wedlock. They would be called bastards. But if you turn in and get a child by another man, and he's got a wife, and you got a husband, that's what they call a bastard.
Oh, I see. What do they call a... Do they have any other names for a kid like that? You know, would you have any? Would you ever hear any other names?
No, I wouldn't know any.
Woods Colt or anything like that?
Didn't hear that.
Would they call it a volunteer child? Never heard of that.
Unwedlock.
I see.
Child.
I see. If a boy and his father had the same color eyes and the same color hair and everything like that, you'd say the boy, what, he...
He's taking out his daddy.
Taking
out
his daddy?
Miss Rose got a little grandchild over there. They never went a daughter-in-law to go to bring the children now for her to keep. And she's got one now that's just like her daddy up in town.
He what, he...
A little girl.
Yeah, she's the what?
She's the Roger.
She's taken?
I say she's just like a papa. She don't favor her mother at all.
What about if she, if she's got the same, if the person had the same disposition and took on the same mannerisms and behaviors as their parents?
Well, some of them will take after the daddy.
The parent, the what?
The parents and all.
I see.
And some of them be just like the daddy. I mean, of a disposition like the daddy.
What would you say about them?
Well, if it's a good disposition, it's just all right. And if it's a bad one, it's just all wrong.
What if a father had a habit of tipping the bottle and the son picked that up, what would you say about him?
Well, he's taking in his daddy. Cause
in a bad kind of way?
That's a bad light to leave for your family.
Yeah.
To touch the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the time when these boys, they had two boys and they married, Miss Rogers and them. And they moved down here first. And I could tell the youngsters, you know. I could tell that they had good parents by the way they treated everybody in here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just as nice and friendly and kind, and if they could favor you, they'd do it. And I had never met their father and mother. Finally, one time, Mr. Rogers come down and said he raised his children to know how to treat everybody. Everybody was human, and to treat them right. And I said, I said, that's the reason those boys is like they are. They're real nice.
They are?
Yes, sir. And you can tell good parents by the children. You can tell bad parents. I done been through both. I know about them all.